someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
He has a lifelong passion for research and a heart for making international connections to help others solve problems. As a biochemist and pharmacist, he has made his mark, and he is now clearing the path for a profession of academics. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Provost and Chief Academic Officer for Howard University, Dr. Anthony Wooter. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for joining us. So you were born in Accra, Ghana.
Yes.
How long did you live in Ghana? What was that like, if you can remember that
time? Sure. I was born in Ghana, and we lived there for about 5 years. My parents are originally from Ghana, and when I was about 5, we emigrated here to the U.S. My dad and mom had a very interesting early start to their marriage. My father was born in Ghana, and he traveled to England to study at the University of Liverpool, where he got his undergraduate degree, and my sister was born in England, and then they moved to Australia, where my dad did his PhD at the University of Queensland, and my older brother was born in Australia before they moved back to Ghana, where I and my younger two brothers were born.
Okay. So you guys basically have passports from across the world, it sounds like.
Yeah, they lived in various places before they settled back in Ghana. I unfortunately haven't been to Australia yet, but that's one of my goals, to go to where my brother was born.
And tell me a bit about your parents, in terms of what did they do in terms of with their academic pursuits and then subsequently with their careers.
Sure. My dad was was trained as a geneticist, a biologist, and when we immigrated to the U.S., he was hired as a professor at the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, and then went on to serve as the Vice President of Academic Affairs at UMES, and then returned to his research and teaching careers, which was really his passion. My mom was trained as a nurse in Ghana. Actually, she was introduced to my dad through a couple of her classmates, one was his sister. Once we moved to the U.S., my mom went on to finish her undergraduate degree and then became a social worker.
Okay. And through your experiences with your dad, obviously him being involved in research, did you have a chance to visit, participate, and really get exposed to what he was doing?
Yes, absolutely. As a child, we actually grew up on campus at UMES, and I remember spending a lot of time in my dad's offices and in his labs, and I think it had a lasting impression on me in terms of what my vision was of a professor, what a professor did, the type of research he was engaged in. I know he was constantly writing grant proposals, constantly writing articles and manuscripts, so I think that really helped to shape my thoughts about what a professor did and expectations of what university life was like, having a career in academia.
So you clearly, with that influence, had a very early exposure to what you subsequently wanted to do in college. How did you make the decision to attend University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and why biochemistry and then subsequently pharmacy?
Yeah, funny enough, my sister attended UMBC as an undergrad. She was the oldest. And quite honestly, I wanted to get away from home. And so I didn't want to stay at UMES, though that was a great institution. And so I attended University of Maryland, Baltimore County, sort of followed my sister. And my dad had always told us that everyone in his house is going to do science. And so I pretty much knew that my major was either going to be biology or chemistry or biochemistry, even though really my strongest subjects were English and history. But I knew if I wanted to focus on a career in science, biochemistry was a good combination of biology courses, chemistry courses, and I wasn't going to have to take as many labs if I just majored in biology. So I chose biochemistry.
And then after your undergrad experience, you then went on to get a PhD in pharmacy practice and administration. What are some of your views about the practice of pharmacy and where it's heading?
While I was in pharmacy school, I also really could see that the profession was changing and that healthcare in general was changing. And so I knew that even following my pharmacy degree, I wanted to continue in graduate school. And I was given the opportunity to enter into the PhD program in pharmacy administration. And after a couple of courses, really fell in love with epidemiology and pursued pharmacoepidemiology. And a couple of really significant experiences really steered me in the direction of focusing on HIV research and HIV treatment and prevention, access to medications as the area that I wanted to pursue.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dr. Anthony Wuto. He's the Provost and Chief Academic Officer here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So you finished your academic career in terms of training. And describe your academic career in terms of as a faculty member.
As I was finishing my PhD at Maryland, and I had completed my dissertation at the Maryland AIDS Administration, and happened was fortunate to have my dissertation research funded by a pharmaceutical company. So my expectation was that I was going to go work in the pharmaceutical industry and, you know, work in terms of doing pharmacoepidemiology studies and helping to find a cure for HIV. And I heard from one of my faculty mentors that there was a position opening at Howard, and I immediately jumped on the opportunity. My family had always held Howard in high regard, and I know my father had collaborators while he was a faculty member at UMES, and so I applied for the faculty position and was fortunate to get selected to serve on the faculty. And my initial thoughts were I'll be here for 5 years and then I'll go into the pharmaceutical industry, and that was 22 years ago.
So you started as an assistant professor and rose through the ranks. Mm-hmm. Now, you were the dean of the College of Pharmacy, and at that time you also had the opportunity to be the director for the Center for Minority Health Services Research, the Center of Excellence. Explain to our listeners what exactly that research was focused on and where it is today.
Sure. We were fortunate to get funding from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality to start a Center for Minority Health Services Research. And really the focus of that center was to conduct studies in terms of ways to improve minority access to care, looking at different ways that medications can help improve the care for populations of folks, looking at ways to improve prevention. And so we're able to support faculty engaged in research in a number of health disparity areas, in addition to HIV, obesity, cancer, cardiovascular disease. And so it really provided an opportunity to fund pilot studies for faculty in those areas, and provided the opportunity to support graduate students. And then we were also able to get funded to create a Center for Excellence funded by HRSA in the College of Pharmacy. And there were a number of components to that, but really a significant component was supporting students who had an interest in health professional careers from middle school, high school, and creating a pipeline for them to pursue careers in medicine, nursing, dentistry, pharmacy, and other health professions. And then it also really served as the support program for pharmacy students. We had a summer program to help students prepare for the transition into professional schools. We provided tutoring experiences. We also gave students the opportunity to pursue research in various health disparity areas.
Now, as Provost and Chief Academic Officer, as your responsibility is, you have oversight of the academic offerings at the university and the direction of those. You are embarking on a strategy looking at academic prioritization.
Yes.
An opportunity to invest in the programs that probably are the programs for the future, and also to look critically at what types of reinvestments may need to be made in other programs. How are you approaching this, and why? Why academic prioritization right now?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really significant process for Howard. And there are really three main reasons why we think it's important and critical to do this at this point. One, we want to assure the quality of all of our academic programs. We want to make sure that every student coming to Howard has an opportunity for the best educational experience that they can receive. We also know that there are new programs that we want to start, and because we're in such a resource-constrained environment in the country, we have to make sure that we're appropriately using our resources, and even when we want to start new programs, we want to fully fund those new programs. So we're looking critically at every academic program. Are there areas where we can leverage opportunities for additional cooperation and collaboration, programs that we need to invest more in, and potentially some programs that we need to sunset or modify so that we can create those new experiences for students? And I think that the third important area is that our accrediting body is really increasingly expecting universities and colleges to do a continuous quality improvement. Are we taking a critical look at all of our programs? Are we improving? Are we creating a process so that we're really providing the best educational experience to our students?
You're currently leading an academic enterprise that has an enrollment management cycle that's revved up, and you have an increase in applications from 15,000 to 21,000, right, and students are performing at a very, very high level academically. Why Howard now for the students out there who are considering Howard and other choices?
Sure, I think Howard University provides one of the best educational experiences to students, particularly students of color. If you look at the broad range of academic programs that we provide, we have a full academic health center, including colleges of medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, nursing, and allied health. We're the last remaining HBCU that manages a hospital, which provides educational experiences to our students. And if you just look at the full range of other liberal arts programs, our engineering school, our other professional schools, divinity, social work, I think we provide a range of experiences that is really incomparable compared to other students of our type and caliber. If you look at the quality of students that have been enrolled at Howard over the last 10 to 20 years, the quality of students has increased tremendously. I think the average GPA of our current freshman class is over 3.5, average SAT scores over 1,200. And if you use those as measures of performance, the class that we're reviewing for admission this fall is even a stronger academic class. So if a student wants to get a great academic experience, as well as the fact that Howard really has a strong social mission, and our students come from all over the world and have an expectation that they're going to be prepared and framed to change the world. I think there are few institutions that provide the combination of social mission, academic experiences, being in Washington, D.C., at the center of power in the world, and really creating an environment that promote student success. I think this is one of the few institutions that combines all of those things and provides an excellent opportunity for students.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Dr. Anthony Wuto. He is the Provost and Chief Academic Officer here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.